Hello?
You say you're here, but you're not here. Where are you
Where are
at?
you at? Well,
Are you eating at a restaurant or something?
I'm coming to you live from my bedroom.
Oh, I thought you were like driving in your car or you're at a restaurant with some music in the background.
No, there is music on. I'm trying to grab my comics so I can go down and start recording my podcast.
Oh, do you have wireless headsets now?
No, I'm on my phone.
Ah, I forgot
Which?
you upgraded to a
Yeah, I upgraded.
smartphone.
I have the technology now. Which, coincidentally, I couldn't find my phone, but then you called and I suddenly found my phone. Okay,
Ah,
I think I have my comics.
you have your comics, and now you're making your way to your computer,
Yeah, can you hear me going down the stairs?
which you're gonna try to transition to.
Yeah, how do I transition? We'll find out. This will be
Yeah,
exciting.
it ain't gonna work. Not with you at the helm.
May have to hang up. Let's see. My computer says I missed your call.
Yeah. So I'll hang up and call again, and then I have to
Can I hang up
listen.
and you call me back?
That's what I'm gonna, you hang up, I'll call you back.
Okay.
All right. Hello.
And welcome
Yes, welcome.
to Geek Brunch. Oh, I forgot to kick my kids off the internet. Son of a
Son of a bitch.
bitch.
See, but go back on your phone then. It was working just fine.
Probably a better connection. Man, now my cord's wrapped around my chair. Damn
You gotta go wireless, man.
it. I might have to do that.
That cord must be a long ass cord, and you keep tripping over it and hitting the mute button and
There we go. All right, I'm free. That was a great intro song you just played. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da.
yeah, you like
Classic.
that.
I liked it. It's powerful.
It's Canadian heavy metal. It's
Yes.
death metal.
It's Canadian death metal.
Yes. And it has a male singer and a female singer, but it sounds like a male to me.
Well, you sometimes get confused.
I
Oh, sorry, I wasn't supposed to talk about your college years, was I? My apologies. Actually, it
was.
would be before college because you were still dating Barb in college, weren't you?
What stays at heroes
That's right.
stays at heroes.
What happens to
Does
heroes
it
stays
come? Does it come out on this podcast? Damn it!
there. Sorry. Keep the Charlotte experience hidden.
Yes.
Right, I'm almost situated. Welcome to another exciting episode of Geek Brunch.
Yes.
I am Bill.
And I'm Mike, and this is the first unscripted episode.
If it goes off the rails, you cannot blame me.
Yeah.
And I found my phone. So have you settled in?
Settled in? What does that
I mean, after your vacation time, settle
Yeah.
back into your job and the real world.
The real world, only to go on another 4-day week with the holiday coming up.
The fourth, you
Yeah.
going somewhere?
Yeah. Going back home.
Nice.
And what are you doing?
For the fourth, I have no idea.
You don't plan in advance? You got kids, you got to plan these things.
I We have nothing major planned.
Oh, it's against your religion.
Yeah. Well, Melanie's a little...
The 4th of July.
Son of a bitch.
Melanie can't walk still.
Yeah, she's on... Well, it turns out her... So when we had to rewind. So last weekend, Mike and I were at Heroes Con.
Rewind your podcast right now. Press stop and rewind. Yes.
That's what sound MP3s make when they rewind. Kids nowadays don't even know what that sound means. They're like, what is that sound you're doing?
They don't even know what a cassette tape is. That's a damn shame.
I gotta pull out my cassette tapes one of these days.
It's pretty cool. Until you run into one that's warped.
One of the ones that got eaten many times and I've taped back together.
That's right.
You used to do that? You remember you used to have to tape it back together?
I used to try to fix them. I wasn't very successful. I think a nail polish. It did all kinds of weird shit.
I always just did the scotch tape. The scotch tape, cut it down.
Yeah.
It works. Probably destroys the heads on the cassette tape or cassette deck. But it worked.
Yeah.
But then you get to the part that was eaten and it gets all warbled. Woo, woo,
woo.
So yes, last weekend we were at Heroes Con in the beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's right.
And while I was there, I got a call on the last day. I got a call from my wife saying that she fell on some steps and possibly broke her foot.
Whereas if she went to Heroes Con with us, she wouldn't have.
That's right. She would have been fine. Yeah, it's karma. That's what happens when you skip Heroes.
That's right.
Bad things happen when you skip Heroes.
Fate.
Fate intervenes. But luckily, we went to the doctor on Thursday, a couple of days ago, and turns out it's not a break, it's just a sprain, so she's in a walking boot.
Yeah.
So that's good. But, yeah, limits what we are able to do, so.
So you stay home and do what you normally do.
Read comics. Right.
Hey, kids, so let's read comics.
I got so many comics, I don't even know what to do anymore. How am I going to read all these comics?
Let's buy more comics.
That's what I...
Spend the time buying more comics. That's what...
I'll never get through that stack of comics. I'll just go through previews and find out what's going on next one. All the other stuff I need to own.
You give up and read more comics. So are you recovered from Heroes? All that drinking?
I didn't drink that much.
Oh, I thought you were drinking a lot.
I had a few. I knocked back a few. IPUs and BPUs.
I drank some BPUs.
Yeah, you drank some...
9.7.
Oh, yeah, you drank that 9.7. Yeah,
fucked up.
That was good. It came into like a fancy little glass.
Yeah, I knew when I was a quarter way through it was pretty strong. Because I don't get that when I drink those tall ones. It's a big difference to drink a 4 and a 9.
Yeah, twice as much. Getting double your money's worth.
It costs more money, I think.
I don't know if it costed that much more. It was smaller, though.
Yeah.
But not that. It wasn't half the size, though.
No, it wasn't even a quarter of the size of the long glass I had at Wild Wings.
It was good, though.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about Heroes?
Sure. You sat in the back row for Tom Scholey. What's up with that?
It's because you went to the front row.
Yeah,
Barb went to the back row, so I was I had to choose.
Yeah, and who won?
I'm smart. I know the wife always wins. Yes, so I sat with Barb in the back row.
You could have been in the front row asking questions.
And then... I don't remember what I was going to say. Yeah, so we went to... Yeah, so I sat in the back row. I could hear everything fine in the back row. I could see you asking all your questions. Bringing in Tom water, holding a glass up to his mouth so he could sip.
Yeah.
Actually, you just poured... I thought it was strange because there was a cup there, but for some reason you poured the water into your hands and held it up to Tom's mouth. That so he could drink out of your hands.
You do what you have to do. For your idols, right?
That's right. It's very intimate.
Mm-hmm. So you bought some stuff.
I did buy some stuff.
And we ate some stuff.
Did eat some stuff.
We ate some natural crap.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about that.
How could you forget about that? You had some dirt, and I ate some dirt.
We did have dirt.
It was dirt disguised as falafel.
Yeah, we went to Luna's Living Kitchen, I think it's called, where everything is...
dirt.
Raw and not...
cooked.
Not cooked, although some of the stuff was warm, which we're not clear on how they warmed it.
I think they put it in their armpits. And they kinda go,
or their butt cheeks.
Or their butt cheeks. Or they go upstairs because there was this like winding stairwell and they have the sun
heater. That's true. They could have a skylight or whatever it's called up there.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Solar heated.
Solar heated.
We'll go with that. So the solar heated burgers.
I hope it's solar heated and it's not their butt cheeks.
Not butt cheek heated. I think you're required to put that on the menu if that's the case.
Yeah, it's a little asterisk by it.
Asterisk.
I put this falafel between my butt cheeks.
That's right. Falafels have been between butt cheeks. Talk to your server.
At least hope I could choose the butt cheeks that I put them in between.
Yeah, I would like it in her butt.
See that sexy waitress over there? I want it heated by her butt cheeks.
I go, sorry, sir, her butt cheeks are full right now.
She has reserved. You only That's get funny. This dude's butt cheeks.
She's reserved for the day. But Pedro is...
Pedro, who's got this hairy ass, you know, with all kinds of hairs on it. You get his butt cheeks.
You can heat it up twice as fast, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he could. He could put more in there, too.
Pedro has room for one more.
Oh, you want a double burger? You'll have to put it in Pedro.
Yes, and we started with some delicious sunflower hummus.
That wasn't delicious.
I thought it was pretty good.
I didn't like any of the hummuses. I liked the hummus that we had at the dish.
Yeah, that was better hummus, but that was real hummus.
That was real hummus, right? What do you mean it's real hummus? I want to get back to that. Do you mean the natural hummus isn't as good as the fake hummus or the processed hummus?
Sure. Well, because I like the traditional garbanzo bean hummus better than the sunflower hummus.
Yeah, it's like, let's take some fucking nuts and make it taste like everything.
Which I'm not sure why they can't use garbanzo beans for the hummus. Because couldn't you just soak them for a while and then crush them up?
What are you going to crush them with? Those guys are weak. They don't eat any protein.
Yeah, they can't use a blender, right?
All they eat is nut cheese.
Lots of nut cheese. And then we had the falafel.
It was a dirt.
Which I don't know what it was made of, but it was the color of soil.
It tasted
the consistency
like
of soil. And it tasted very much like soil. It was very, very fresh and earthy.
Yeah.
Had some kind of sprouts in there growing.
I couldn't shit for days. I was making these like, it felt like I had to shit
rabbit
really
pellets.
Bad. Really bad. And then if these little pellet with these compacted pellets. These little pebbles would come out, and it felt like it was ripping my anus hole. And it would just shoot out, and then it hit the water and like splash. It was like, boom. It was like, what the fuck is it?
Like a depth charge.
This is what rabbits feel like, man. If they eat this crap.
I didn't have any.
Now I understand why you and Knutson say you only poop once a day.
Yeah. Because our bodies are excellent processing machines. Is yours, if you get something healthy, they go into a fit.
Yeah.
Don't know what to do. They're like, we need some oil to loosen this stuff up.
Where's the grease?
Where's the grease?
Yeah.
We need to shoot this bad boy out. Can't. And then you had, so what'd you have? You had the, some kind of hamburger.
It was, well, I wouldn't call it that. It was like a curry flavored goat cheese. I don't know what the fuck it was.
I don't know. I can't remember what it was made of.
It was made of
some kind of nuts.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't good.
I liked it.
It wasn't good.
But you have to like, if you like, you have to like curry flavors, cumin and turmeric and stuff.
It didn't have any flavors in the menu of curry though.
Yeah, it should have had.
It sounded more like it would be in the, more in the pepper range. Like why weren't there peppers? Peppers are natural. You can grow habanero and.
Mm-hmm. Totally natural.
Yeah.
That's the one part of the natural diet you like, the chilies.
But the place was packed.
It was. We had to wait.
There was a lot of skinny people in there. A lot. Like, there was nobody fat except for, like, me, Knutson, and Daryl. We were representing. They put us at the back table because they didn't want us in the wind.
We were far in the back.
They're like, these fat asses. If people see us in Lunas, they'll be like...
They could put you in the front window because people get the wrong idea.
They stuck us in the back near the bathrooms and, like, the stairwell.
In the kitchen.
They put us in the very, 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 very back.
Kitchen door kept hitting you in the ass every time someone
went
in or out.
They were ashamed. They're like, these guys are way too big. They even were cautious.
Put them behind the stairs.
They put us on these stools, and they were worried that we're going to break the stool.
I think the stools were the, could hold more weight than the regular chair, the other chairs. Because I think the other chairs are just made of like straw and bamboo.
So they were like, we'll put you on these stools, but be very careful.
So don't shift to the left.
I think they were concerned. They had their vegan lawyers ready.
And I had the... What did I have? Oh, I had the...
Lasagna.
Lasagna, which was made from nut cheese.
That's so nasty. My Caesar salad had nut cheese.
Nut cheese on it? Oh, yeah, your dressing. That's probably nut cheese dressing.
Yeah, it was all nut cheese. There were lettuce and nut cheese. That's what it was. That's a Caesar salad.
Lettuce and nut cheese.
Yeah.
And mine was nut cheese. There's like a layer of nut cheese, and then there was some kind of like a tomato, like a sun-dried tomato, and then the pasta was zucchini. It was good. It was very herbaceous.
That's a pretentious word.
But it was good. And then I like barbs a lot. Did you try barbs, Waldorf salad?
No, because it's just salad. And I've tried real Waldorf salad. So what's this nut cheese Waldorf salad going to help me with?
It was good. It was good. It was quite good. And then Knutson had the taco salad.
There's no taco meat or anything.
No, I think it was nuts.
Nut cheese
sour cream.
You can't have real sour cream.
And I think the meat was just nuts.
What is sour cream made of?
Cream?
No, it comes from somewhere.
Milk.
Can you have milk at
No.
that place? That's
No,
what
he
I'm
had.
saying.
This was nut cheese sour cream. Sour sour nut
everything,
cheese.
Everything in his taco salad was made out of different variations of nut cheese.
A lot of nut cheese in there. Yeah, so technically it was sour nut cheese. Cream. Sour nut cream. Sour nut cream.
Yeah.
I didn't get to try his.
Daryl finished his plate.
Sour
He surprised me.
Yeah, Daryl.
He was not near. He
he
was
licked
not.
His plate clean.
He was not nearly as affected as me.
He powered through it.
I had to give away pieces of my. I was like, I gave away half my burger.
Mm-hmm.
I cut it into like four pieces. Bill had one, Barb had one, Keith had one, and Daryl tried it.
I don't think Daryl liked burger though.
Nobody liked it except you.
I liked it.
I think Keith likes everything.
Yeah,
Anything
Keith
that goes on
it.
If it doesn't have mayonnaise, he's fine. But I like the Popeye drink.
Yeah, you guys like the smoothies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Popeye smoothie. It was good. Very green.
Yes.
Very healthy.
Very green and healthy. And I liked it. It was good. I should have stopped there. I should have said, Popeye smoothie to go.
I'm good. Yep.
I'm good.
Would you like anything to eat, sir? No.
Fine. Well, what I should have done is, what do you want to drink? A Popeye smoothie. What do you want to eat? Well, give me another Popeye smoothie, and then we're cut. We're good. I know what to do next time.
I'll take two Popeye smoothies. That's it.
And all the veggies, they taste like they were just picked from your garden. Like, they're not seasoned or anything. It's like if you were to go pull grass out of your yard and eat it.
Mm-hmm. All very fresh.
I like the chemicals, man. That's what I think that organic stuff's dangerous.
That's not the organic part. It's the non-processed, I guess, part of it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. Do they have oil? I don't know if they can have oil.
I don't think they could have anything. It has to be made out of nuts.
Yeah, or fresh vegetables.
And I don't know how they make that nut stuff. Like, do they just get naked and then, like, wine? Do they just
mash it between their feet?
Yeah.
And then ferment it?
Maybe.
I'm not sure how you make nut. And I didn't make nut milk.
How do you make that?
You just crush up nuts and soak them. And then the liquid is the milk. I guess you just use that milk and then turn it into cheese.
Hmm.
But it was a fun experience, I think. I was shocked that Daryl actually agreed to go.
Yeah, I'm glad we went, though. It's something that you...
We'll always remember.
Yeah, always remember.
It was a fun experience.
Yes.
Too bad Micah wasn't there.
Yeah.
He's probably been there before.
I don't think so.
I'm sure he knows about it, though.
Oh, well, I am him, and we'll ask him. Have you ever eaten at Luna's Natural... What was it called? Luna's what?
I think it's Living Kitchen.
Living. It's all living.
Everything was alive.
Until they mush it up into a nut cheese. So that was an eating experience. I think my favorite place that we, food wise, that we ate was that ale house. That was my favorite place. That's where we had the fish.
Yeah, that was good. I liked that. That place was good.
That was my favorite place. Well, other than the wings, but I always like wings. So I liked my wings at that wing place. And the spaghetti wasn't bad from the
Pizza place.
But I must have ate like a ton of garlic or something because I had some wicked gas that night. It led into the airplane, and I couldn't fart on the airplane.
That's right, they'll kick you off.
It was
Sir,
some wicked
we're going to have to ask you to leave.
We're stuck on the fucking airplane for like 4 fucking hours, and you can't fart.
You could go to the bathroom, though, couldn't you?
Well, I didn't go to. I did go to the bathroom to pee a bunch of times, but when I was in there, I was farting like left and right. There's a lot of turbulence. I was just scared I was gonna fall. I was holding on to the roof to make sure I didn't fall. Sitting there pissing and farting, and it didn't go away. That's the problem, is the gas. And then you go back and sit down in the same position, and the gas just built up.
Yeah.
Couldn't do anything about it.
Do you like let it seep out really slowly?
Well, Barb said that like it was so bad that like when we landed in Colorado Springs, we both went to the restroom, and I was like, Barb, the stall isn't working. I texted her and I said, I'm gonna go to the bathroom far away, you know, the farther one. Mm-hmm. And I went over there and I found a stall, and there wasn't a lot of people in it because they were all going to the first one. Mm-hmm. And I guess she was waiting for me outside, and she says, God damn, those noises were loud. And I was like, just hearing it outside.
Wow, that's pretty good.
And it lasted all the way until like nighttime. It was, I don't know. I don't know if garlic does that to me, but I ate a ton of those breadsticks, man. I ordered like 3 plates of those breadsticks.
That's a dead end.
I don't know. I've never had gas pain like that before. I've had gas where you just have to fart, but I never had it like – I felt like – I blame Luna's living kitchen just staying in my system.
It was going from the healthy to the spaghetti and meatballs.
Didn't know what to do.
It didn't know what to do. It was all confused.
Yeah. And then I like the dish. I don't know if you liked it that much, but I like that place.
Oh, I love that place.
I like to get the what do you call it? The pot roast.
Mashed potatoes.
And I like their green beans, and their mac and cheese is so good.
Yeah, it was good. I think I always get the salmon patties. One time I'll venture off into, I think they had a veggie meatloaf.
I really thought you were going to do the wing thing, like when Chris was like peer pressuring you. Oh. Man, I thought you were going to break. I really did.
I don't think it's possible for me to break.
I felt bad. I was going to, that's had to butt in and say, leave him alone, Chris. Don't peer pressure him to eat this wing.
For one thing, I don't think I could be peer pressured into anything. Well, unless I actually wanted to do it. But something I don't want to do, I haven't eaten meat in 20 years.
Well,
so.
I believe it because you failed me on this trip. We had the best opportunity of all time to be sprayed with chrome. We had Immortan Joe in person with this can of spray, and we were going to go to Valhalla. Me and my brother Bill were going to go to Valhalla. And guess who decided not to? He let me down.
You could have still done it.
I wanted to go with. I would have went first if you would have said you would have done it. I would have believed you.
Yeah, I should have said, sure, I'll do it. Sure, I'll do it. Yeah, we could have got sprayed, chrome sprayed. Well, I didn't know what kind of chrome spray he was using.
I didn't either, but we could have gone to Valhalla either way, right?
Yeah. Could have gone via the hospital, or
that might have helped us survive Luna's living kitchen better. The spray.
Spray in our teeth?
Yeah.
Would you have kept your mouth closed or done the full grin?
I would have kept my mouth closed. I don't know. It depends on what it was.
I have to see. Let me see what that is first. Let me see.
I didn't know if it was real pain or the same. That one kid had his mouth
spray.
Open. Like,
yeah, I know. He opened it. I'm like, oh, he's.
We should have got his name and number to see if he lived.
I think he's in Valhalla now.
He's in Valhalla.
He went out fighting, though, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yes, we saw there were a few Mad Max cosplayers walking around. His was particularly good.
His was really good, and that girl in the white I thought was really good. The one that was one of the wives.
Mm-hmm. They had a couple wives, didn't
And
he?
There was a female in Morden Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the guitar player.
Yeah, she was good. She didn't look really good up close, but like really, like if she was in a photo, it came out really well.
Well, she had the pose down too.
Yeah.
So she got it for the pictures. She got into her pose.
That's right.
She sold it. And then there are the standard costumes. Did you see any? Well, you saw a couple that you don't normally see, right?
Well, I saw Gypsy. You don't normally see Gypsy. Like from the Detroit Justice League.
Okay.
And Barb saw like white Magneto, and she couldn't stop looking at his car.
Oh my gosh, did she ever see him?
I was so embarrassed.
She was looking at all of his bits and pieces.
She was.
She was treating him like some kind of object.
Like a piece of meat.
A piece of meat. Poor guy.
She's never seen anything like that before. Or that big.
Those muscles like that before. Or, yeah, that package that large. Or butt cheeks that tight.
Yeah.
And he could fly, too.
Mine are too loose.
You can't fly.
Yeah. He would, like, stand on his tippy toes like he was levitating. And then they had a reverse flash who would always look like he would go in the run position and look like he was going to fall down. Because he'd lift his back leg and it looked like he's going to fall on his face. I actually ran against him and I beat him by my belly.
Yeah, it was an astounding, shocking victory.
My belly was leading me away.
Whatever crosses the finish line first, doesn't matter what body part it is.
Right. I play to win.
You know, now that I think about it, we did spend an awful lot of time over there when Magneto was there.
Yeah.
Like, Barb just didn't want to leave for some reason.
Yeah, well, we were waiting for Brandon, the biker scout, to meet Keith.
But did we have to follow Magneto around while we were waiting for him?
No, we didn't have to follow.
I thought that was kind of strange, but
I guess we were all attracted to him.
That's right.
The blood in our veins.
Sorry, my belt buckle was attracted to you.
Mm-hmm. I saw a cool Captain Boomerang. That looked really cool. He had the cool sideburns and everything.
Yeah, that was cool.
And I bought some comics. And Bill claimed credit that he saved me from spending another $300. And he's full of shit.
I did. So we were...
You did not do shit. And I said, no. I said, I think I'll wait till Baltimore because I think I've already spent $600.
And he said, hey, Bill, I think I'm going to buy these. And I said, you know, Mike, Baltimore's coming up.
No, you didn't say that. You're so full of shit. But you claim credit, and Barb believed him. To this day, she believes him. What the fuck?
I was kind of like, I don't know. I was putting doubt in your mind. Like, I don't know if you need to buy those. You didn't do shit.
You weren't even there half the time. I was looking through the boxes. You weren't even there.
Well, yeah, I was there after you found them, and we were walking up to pay for them.
Are you there? Did you hit the mute button again?
I'm here.
Oh, I thought it broke up there.
No, I was just saying how... You picked out the comics, and then when I saw you heading for the guy to pay for them, and I kind of stepped in between you and said, hey, Mike, what's going on?
See, you're so full of shit. And you're just saying that because Barb's going to listen to this. If she didn't listen to this podcast, you would be honest.
Oh, I think the reverse is true. I think if she didn't listen, you would be honest and would just admit it that I helped you out.
You did not help me out.
It's okay to accept help, Mike.
If it was up to you, I would have bought all those on the shelf. I would have bought all those fucking comics and charged them.
You got cards? Just charge them all. But you did get some nice stuff.
Yeah, they were so nice that my credit card company blocked my credit card because of malicious charges.
So, no one spends that much money.
Nobody spends that much money on comics.
Flags, raise flags.
Yeah, I think I bought 7 comics. I bought 2 Plastic Man Golden Age. I bought 1 Police Comics, 2 National Comics. Well, that wasn't even that many. I bought like 5. And then I bought a Charlton Arrow because I like those. And they had Volume 3 there. Somebody just randomly had it there.
That was a random find. You just caught it out of the corner of your eye.
Yeah, he did not even contribute to the book. He was just selling them. And I like Charlton. I like that company. And I haven't read it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. And then I bought some comics from Creature LLC, which they currently are doing Ravenous, and I missed Ravenous, and I tried to tell DCBS to order for me, but it was already sold out at the distributed level, and I'm sure they only sell like 400 copies or less. Like, yeah. You never would see their company listed in the top 300 or 400 books, so they're pretty low print runs. But they had plenty of them, so I got a Ravenous, and then I got some other trade they had, which I haven't read yet. And then I bought Tommy the Serial Killer, which was pretty entertaining. That one I liked a lot. But I don't know if it'll ever come out, the next one. You never know with these companies.
Now, some of their stuff is in previews, or all of their stuff?
Some of their stuff is, and some isn't. Well, like, let me just give you an example. 4 years ago, I bought from them The Gun Number 1, which was just solicited in 3 previews ago as coming out as a new release.
Okay.
But I bought it at the convention 3 years ago and read it.
Right.
That's why I wanted to buy Ravenous, because I like The Gun.
Gotcha. What was the company called? Creature?
Creature LLC or something like that.
Yeah, I remember when The Gun was solicited. I'm looking at previews to see if they have anything this month.
I don't think so. Do you have the new one?
Yeah, I have the new previews.
That just came out.
Mm-hmm.
It came out Wednesday.
Yeah. I have it.
Mm.
I got my comics this week.
Yeah, but you get monthly shipment. I don't know you get it that quick.
Yeah, well, since I'm only a state away from DCBS, I get my comics pretty quick. Like, I usually get them the next day after they ship them. Because I just have to get on a truck and drive here.
Yeah. And then I bought some art. I bought a katana piece from Shannon Gallant, which is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Came out really nice. And I bought a looker, and I can't remember the guy's name. But Keith introduced me to him, Knutson. And he did a looker from the Outsiders, and he did a good job. I like it.
What was that guy's name? I'm going to look it up. Heroes Con Hockey. He had a hockey comic, didn't he?
Yeah.
Old Timey Hockey Tales?
Maybe. What? Say his name and I'll tell you if...
Oh, here you go. Robert Ullman.
Yeah, that's him.
Adam Bomb Bikini.
Robert Ullman is the guy who did it. And then I bought an Ambush Bug from Keith Cunningham. And Daryl bought me a Mike Norton. Mike Norton does these prints of pugs, you know, like Battle Pug.
Mm-hmm.
And he had them in DC superhero characters, and he had one of Wonder Woman, and I'm a big Wonder Woman fan, so Daryl bought me that. And then Knutson brought me his The Man Called Axe, which is a series from DC that was introduced in Malibu Bravara line, which is the creator owned. And they moved it over, not as a reprint, but they moved over the series over to DC, and it continued.
But did they renumber it?
Yeah. But it's not a reprint. It's like, if you didn't read the Brevara line, man, I just read the DC one just for a retrocast, and I was lost. It didn't read like a number one. It read like you jumped right in to what happened in the Malibu series.
Yeah, I have number one and two, but I don't know if I have DC or Malibu.
You have to cross-reference it against 25 other spreadsheets to figure that out.
I don't know how I'm going to figure that out.
By opening up the box.
Well, was it the same? Yeah, I have to actually.
Yeah, it's the same creative team. It's you actually like the artist, you said.
Yeah, it's Sean McManus.
Sean McManus.
Yeah,
Marv Wolfman is the writer. So I came home with a lot of goodies. The print this year for Heroes Con was a Southern Bastards print.
Mm-hmm.
By Latour. You didn't even pick yours up.
I didn't pick mine up.
You Southern Bastard.
What am I going to do with it?
You don't save them from every year? I save them from every year.
Nope, I don't.
Well, we got two of them. We gave one to Luke because I know he likes Southern Bastards.
The artist of Southern Bastards, is it Jason Latour, I think?
Yeah.
He had like a constant line.
Yeah.
Like a big line, like a huge line all weekend. But he's a local, I think, so I think he has a lot of...
Yeah, him and Matt Fraction and a lot of others.
They're a big draw. Those guys are a big draw. Fraction, was Fraction there this year?
I don't think so. We weren't at the con hardly ever. Do you realize that? I don't think we were. I think you had more con time than I did, for sure.
We were there a lot on Sunday.
That was it, though. Like, Friday, we were there for, like...
Yeah, Friday...
2 hours, maybe. 3 hours. And most of the time, we were standing around, like, Tom's table or Cunningham's table or... Luke, talking to Luke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, whatever day we went to Luna's, was that was Friday, right?
Yeah, we were gone a long time. That was a cool car ride, wasn't it? That was a crowded car ride.
Yeah, because I think we were at the con for like an hour, and then we went to lunch. And then the whole Luna thing took like 4 hours.
Yeah, it was weird because we took – that was like a four-hour thing, and it was like we took a cab there, which got us there fairly quickly, but we waited a long time to get a seat because we were fat guys, and they were like, we can't sit you up front. We'll have to sit you in the back, which was probably good for their restaurant because then if they saw a bunch of fat guys in the window, they're saying, this food can't be good for you.
Yeah, it's a lie. It's
look at all these fat guys eating there. And then we had a crazy trip home, which was six of us in a car that only could fit five.
Four, right.
Four, yeah.
Six, one, two. Yeah, two in the front and four in the back.
Yeah.
And the police came by, so Barb had to go down on...
hey.
Go lay down, I mean. You know what I mean. It was hot back there.
It was.
I think Daryl might have taken his pants off, but I can't be certain.
Yeah, your hand was in his lap. You should know. What do you mean you can't be certain?
My hands jostled. But it was a bumpy ride, so they went up and down a little bit.
You had a bunch of gray pubes in your hand after you got out of the car.
I don't know about that. I don't know where those came from. Yes, it was interesting.
Well, I said what I bought. What did you buy?
What did I buy? I'm pretty sure I have them here. Ah, yes. I bought the Naturals number 2 because I like the artist, Ryan Lee. And I had gotten number 1. I think I had one of the Chicago cons at one point. I got Task Force Rad Squad number 3. Look, I got all these non-number ones. Kankor number 2.
Is that because you had number ones before?
Yeah, I have all the previous ones.
Yeah, Bill carries his database and his papers with him, so he looks these up.
Now it's all on my phone, so...
Yeah.
my system is working well. Then, what else did I get? Oh, I got this one called Dusk, which I actually started reading. I was hoping to finish it before we started recording, but I ran out of time. Which is an interesting one that I just picked up from some table there. Then I got some back issues, just some generic back issues.
A Spawn, right?
I did get a couple of Spawns that I needed. I got a couple of Spawns. A couple other things. And I did get one page of art from Kancor guy, which I liked. I don't think I didn't get any commissions, but I'm not really big on
commissions. How much did he charge for a page?
It varied.
Yeah. You don't want to say what you paid for it?
I don't want to say because it's...
Because Melanie's in the room?
No, for the opposite reason.
Oh, okay.
I paid far less than I should have for it.
Ah.
It was ridiculously cheap.
But that was because the demand, probably.
Well, it's because this particular page hasn't been printed yet.
Yeah.
So it's not an official printed page that appeared in a comic yet.
So it's like original artwork. It's like getting a commission.
Basically. And if it'll probably end up in a comic at some point, but it just hasn't yet. But I mean, these are just self-published things anyway.
It can end up in a comic. You have the page. He'd have to call you and say,
I need my page back. Give me it back. I know for some of the artist edition books, that they've had to like try and track down original art from people.
Yeah.
To try and get good scans. Because a lot of the older books, if the artist sold the art, that's like the only copy they had. Because they don't think they didn't have any scans back then. Maybe they had some for the printing of it. But they're probably like lesser quality than you can do nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dave Sim was trying to do that for the Cerebus artist editions.
Pay people to give him his pages back? Or to at least get them scanned?
Yeah, I think he's just looking for high quality scans of them. I think that's about all I got from the con. I didn't get too much stuff because I have to carry it all back with me.
What about that tattoo you got when you were drunk?
I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
Oh, sorry. Payback's a bitch, isn't it? Bill got a tramp stamp.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what it says.
Enter here.
Little arrow. Well, here's some comics that I got. I picked up Venture number 2 and 3.
Which is being solicited now.
Which is, yeah.
Under now, the one that's name.
The one that's being solicited now, it's just a reprint, right?
Yeah, I asked him at the bar.
Yeah. So that's Jay Faber and Jamal Igle. Because I had number 1 and 4, so now I have the whole series.
But
so.
You had number 1 from the original Image one.
Yeah, these are the original Image ones. I already filed some. I actually filed some of the stuff I got.
Yeah.
I'm on top of it.
But you haven't read them yet.
No, I filed them.
You filed them? Why would you file them if you hadn't read them?
Because they're ones from like runs that I'm trying to complete the runs. So
you can read later?
Yeah, I'll read when I retire.
You're going to be hopefully have a long retirement.
I'll have to retire early. I got 40 years worth of comics to read.
Okay, Venture was really good. I can't find it in my database, though. That's weird.
Uh-oh.
What the fuck? Is it titled anything else in there?
No, just Venture.
I know I've read this fucking thing.
Came out in 2003.
I'm searching for it in my database right now. Normally I can just use the index feature, but it brought up some other company.
I think Jamal said it came out the same month as Invincible, number
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Venture Image. Oh, I'm missing an issue of that. Son of a bitch.
What are you missing?
Number two.
Oh, I have it in my hand right now.
Well, maybe I just pre-order number two.
There you go. That's the nice thing. You can just fill it in.
It has a different company on it, but you just fill in that issue.
Same content, yeah.
I read them all, but I must have read 1, 3, and 4. I must have been pulling a Bomer. Except the Bomer would just be number one.
Yeah, that would just be number one. I don't know what you pulled.
He never completes anything.
Because usually you start on number two and have to go back and get number one. I complete things.
Many years later.
I get a few.
Or in types. Trade.
Or in trade. Lots of trades. And a few series that I get.
So, what else happened?
I'm not sure.
I created a new comic book.
Oh, yeah, we did. We co-created a new comic book.
It's called The Guesser.
Sorry, I totally forgot to write this down. I'm sure you have copious notes.
Yeah, this is Copyright Geek Brunch 2015. And this concept is based on all the terrible world news that we're hearing these days. You turn on the news.
Someone has killed someone.
Someone killing somebody out of nowhere, massacring somebody in a whole building. You see it all the time. So created The Guesser. And what this guy does is he guesses before they do anything. Like, are these people – he's kind of like a profiler, but he's not a cop. He's not
– He's a vigilante.
He's a vigilante, yeah. He just goes to – he guesses and says, this kid looks pretty fucking suspicious. And then he just pulls out his guns and he goes, guess what? Boom, 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 boom. And he just kills them. And he never knows if those people are going to turn out bad or not. He just uses his guessing to anticipate if these people are going to be bad people. And he's got a pretty good percentage rate. He's about 80%.
Mm-hmm. About 80%.
Yeah. And the other thing is he's got a fear of mosquitoes, the West Nile virus. So his costume, he wears a mosquito net over his costume and to prevent getting bit when he's out doing these adventures.
Oh, he's deathly afraid of mosquitoes.
Deathly. He wears two wristbands of the off wristbands that you could buy at like Target. And then he also people could smell him coming, and they're like, oh, fuck, the guesser's coming, because he spells, like, off.
Hey, you can smell the off.
Yeah.
He's smart. He doesn't want to get that West Nile or the bird flu or anything.
But at night, when he goes to sleep at night, he has dreams, and there's this hooded figure that actually tells him if he did okay. And that's how he knows his percentage is good or bad. So he believes his dreams, and you don't know as a reader if this hooded figure is real or not. You just know that he may be right or he may not be right. He could be wrong. I could be right. Just like
so the John reader does. I thought the reader did know. Like, I thought the last page would reveal.
Well, he would reveal the dream.
Okay, what's just the dream that's being revealed?
That hooded figure would tell him what that character's future would have let out. And in some cases, they would let, but you don't know what the reader does. The reader does know, like, the percentage, like, he's doing good or he's doing bad, but you don't really know if that's all in his mind.
Right, right.
Because he dreams it. So it could be he's 80% right. It could be that he's 20% right.
Right, we don't know if it's just his subconscious trying to convince him that he's right.
He's the guesser.
I still don't know how he avoids the police.
We'll figure that out. Because he smells like off all the time. It's kind of hard.
Must have some kind of... Maybe they just look the other way because, hey, he's got 80% accuracy rate.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of the bad guys in this town, this corrupt town we live in.
They don't know, though. The cops are after his ass. Because in some cases, he's killed people that haven't even innocence. Committed a crime. He's just profiling them. He's like, oh, this kid, he burned some ants.
He's no good.
He's lighting fires. He's no good. He's doing stuff to his teachers. Have to take him out.
But then he has a dream that night that this kid was going to grow up and start a foundation for wayward children.
Yeah. And then that's when a tear comes down his eye.
A single tear.
But then he's like, I'm 80%. That's a B.
I still got 80%.
Yeah, that's not bad. I'm 80%.
B is passing.
Yeah. It's a passing grade. So that's what clears his consciousness. As long as he's got a B. And then...
this is going to be fantastic when it comes out.
Yeah, it is. You're going to have to guess when it comes out.
Yeah, guess. Guess what?
Yeah.
Has it come
out
yet?
Have like a question mark on his face, like, and the mouth is the dot.
On his mask.
Yeah. The mouth is a dot. And it looks really weird because it has netting over it, but you can still see the costume underneath the mosquito net. Guess what? Guess what, bitch? And it all started with he's just a guy that works in the cube all day, and he kept on watching news over and over again and just getting thoroughly disgusted. And
then one day he was...
One day he went with his buddies and to this natural place called Luna's to eat. And it was when he ate this piece of dirt.
Dirt.
And he's he, like, ate, he ate
this
a piece
isn't
of
right.
Falafel.
Falafel
and
dirt.
He goes, fuck this. He's like, this tastes like dirt. I'm going to start fucking up people.
Who made this dirt? they're scooping dirt out of the garden and feeding it to people.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Guess what? What is this about all this nut cheese? Guess what, nut cheese? Boom, 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 boom. The guesser, where you will not know what's happening. Coming to Geek Brunch Productions, LLC, along with First and
Yes, First and R, which is coming right along with that one.
Yeah, Chris Campbell's pumping out pages, but he got stuck.
Oh no, he's holding us back right now.
I blame it on the art team.
It's true. The art team is these artists, man. They're holding us back.
Yeah. All right, you want to talk some comics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read some comic books.
What'd you read?
What did I read? Let's see. I did read some of the new DC books.
All right. I read almost all of them. I only have three more books to go. And that includes the ongoings, too.
I read a whole three books.
All right.
Of the new DC books. I read Justice League 3001.
Oh, that was one of my favorites.
I read The Prez number one.
That was another good one, but very unusual.
And I read All-Star Section 8 number one.
Ah, I like that one, too.
My favorite out of all of them was Prez.
And my favorite was Justice League 3000.
Yeah, that was. I liked all three of these. Justice League 3000 I liked, but you probably got more out of it than I did.
Well, it's like it's a continuation of Justice League International, really, in the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same user, the writers, and it's the same sensibilities. They even had LaRon in it, like the droid. This one droid that works for this evil Lois will sometimes go into this mode where he'll go into LaRon mode. And if you remember Manga Khan from the Justice League International, the fashion designer fucker, he'd have that robot LaRon. So it's like a love letter to this stuff. It's like, if you like Justice League International, you should be picking this book up. You should get it. It's even got Fire and Ice and Booster and Blue Beetle. And it's got the DNA guys, which it's pretty funny, of like Guy Gardner. Guy Gardner's like a woman now, and Superman is obnoxious. And he's even with Flash, and he's like, "Do you see the ass on Gardner?" She's like, "That's a fine ass, man." And
yeah, it was funny because they're arguing whether or not a girl or a guy.
Yeah, it's funny. They have that. And then they have the Stario, like, he was like, does he have the right to take over this whole planet? And he says, yep, I submitted my paperwork. So, like, Guy Gardner goes to, like, he like, flies out to go, she goes to find out if the paperwork was submitted, and it was submitted. He had the right to take over that planet or enslave them.
Yeah, enslave them. Yeah, you can't conquer because that's illegal.
Yeah,
but you can
enslave. Just like Guy Gardner would, she used the muscling to basically have the guy forge a letter saying that he didn't allow, you know, the planet to be enslaved. And then they went after Stario. But its humor is really good. Its dialogue is really good. It's one of the only – Keith Giffen, and every time I read him, I get more and more of an appreciation, and not just for his writing, but for his art. I'm starting to really, really love his art, even though it varies. Like, a lot of his current stuff looks like Kirby, but a lot of his past stuff looks very weird. Like, if you look at some of his Legion stuff, or like the Trencher, you know, for Image, or, you know,
yeah,
any
he had
of that
a very,
stuff.
Very distinct style back
yeah,
in the
very distinct
80s.
Style, yeah. But I really am digging his stuff. Like, I'm actually loving it. So, like, Knutson would love this, or anybody that would. He's not gonna buy it, but he would love it. And I haven't read all of the 3000 series yet. I just jumped to 3001 because my new mentality is read it when it comes out now. Mm-hmm. But and then go back and read the stuff that I hadn't read. But yeah, I really liked Justice League 3001. Well, why don't you tell us about Prez, because that was one of your top books.
Yeah, so Prez is written by I'm not gonna have to look to see who wrote it. Mark Russell, which I'm not sure what he's done. Art by Ben Caldwell. So this is it's kind of a commentary on our modern society and kind of where our society is headed. So it takes place in the year 2036, where we're to the point where a lot of things in our society are based on their online counterparts. So a lot of what goes on in the world is controlled by what goes on online. So there's a bunch of like little futuristic things they throw in. Like one of the things that exists in this world or in the future are, I can't remember. Was it a proposal or were they actually doing it where instead of doing food stamps, they deliver tacos to homeless people using drones?
Well, that's what they want to do because they want to get and then they also want them to advertise like the stuff. Like if you're homeless, they'll get you these tacos, and then you'll also have to wear these shirts and things you're like a walking advertisement.
Yeah, because they don't want people to spend the welfare money on food. So they figure why not just give them the food directly, and it's sponsored by this taco place. So that's one of the examples. And then so the whole book is that there's an election coming up, and they're trying to find the people in real power are trying to find a president that can lead the country, but it seems like more like a puppet president than anything else. And they're trying to find like the most innocuous leader. So they find one guy who like a guy who kind of was like raised, still lives at home when he's an adult, and kind of he stayed the moral path. They want him to run, and he's running against this other, I can't remember who he's running against. Oh, he's running against some guy, and in order to get his name out there, he goes on like this YouTube show where he gets like spanked by this. He gets spanked by this dude who's wearing a pig mask, which those guys kind of remind me of the fuck it guys from Forgetless.
That's what that book was. The fuck it. I couldn't remember where the fuck it guys were, but they'd film themselves like fucking things.
Yeah.
Like fucking dolls and fucking the building, and they would fuck things.
So instead of fucking things, these guys spank. They have like these paddles, and they spank the guests who are on. So they have the senator on, and they're like spanking them. And then our female main character is this girl who she gets kind of pranked by. She works at like a, was it a chicken place?
Yeah.
No, hot dog. Because she's a corn dog girl.
Yeah.
So she works at this corn dog place, and her coworkers tricked her into making this video of how to clean the grease pits. But I guess they didn't tell her that it was still on, and she ended up like burning her hair or something.
Yeah.
And it became like this internet sensation, this viral video of her burning her hair.
And she doesn't even know she's running, I don't think, at this time.
No, so
they're just targeting her.
Yeah, because an anonymous hacker group who was fed up with how the elections were going put her name in as a nominee for president. Oh yeah, and another thing in this future, because the voting numbers have gone down so much, and no one was going to the polls to vote, they opened it up so you could vote on Twitter. You could vote via Twitter. So, well, I guess it's probably no surprise that obviously she's going to end up winning and she's going to become the next president. So,
yeah,
it was good. It was pretty funny. I thought it was well done. I enjoyed it. I liked the kind of commentary on society. And then the evil in the book is a group of CEOs who are controlling everything and aren't going to be too happy if this girl wins.
Yeah. That was a good one. And then the last one we had was Section All-Star Section 8, which is a take on the characters that were in Garth Ennis's Hitman, and it's the original team, the artist McCrae and Ennis, bringing this back. And it's interesting because a couple of the characters have died, and the one guy, what is the beer guy's name? I can't remember. I'm gonna have to look it up. But the one guy has actually
the drunk
become
guy,
the guy
Six-Pack,
that
is that his
Six
name?
Pack, yeah, Six Pack. Six Pack has actually become a real prominent member of society. Like, everybody loves him. Like, he's a and then one guy accidentally spikes his drink and puts liquor in it, and then he reverts back into Six Pack, and all hell breaks loose. He starts stripping at the party and going ape shit, and he's like, I gotta form Section 8. So he's like, okay, Dogwelder's dead, but there's another one. And then he gets the bartender. There used to be a bartender. Nat and Hitman used to always go to this bar to drink. And there was this demon from, what was his name? Bator, or he just shouts his name. He's just like a huge mouth. And they recruit him, and they get the guy that he like masturbates all the time, and it's just a fucked up team. And they actually try to get Batman into the team, but it's a very humorous book. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And the Batman thing was weird, 'cause it seemed like it was just kind of added on. But the one funny thing they did with Batman is they had several like panels where he was doing like classic Batman poses.
Yeah, it was weird because they would go into the 70s version.
Yeah,
and then
they
he'd
had a
be in
cool
the Golden
70s.
Age, and then he'd have all these different, it's like if he was drunk and he saw all these different Batman versions doing different stuff. It was
yeah.
It was crazy.
And they had the one where like his back getting broken by Bane.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Yeah, and the art was like in the style of that time.
Mm-hmm.
Even his costume, I think they like reverted back to the costume of that time period.
Yeah. That was really good. My favorite from DC, and I'm glad it came back, is Secret Six. Oh my God, that's good. That one just blew my mind with the last issue, because it starts off with Catman. You get all these obscure, you get the new ventriloquist, and she's creepy as hell. The new 52 ventriloquist, because she can, unlike the pre-52, she can animate objects, and she carries this nasty puppet with her, and he's always like saying filthy shit. And then you got Porcelain, who's like a character, I don't think she existed before this series. And you have this character, Big Shot, who's just like this, he looks like this big thug, and he's pretty awesome. And then you have Black Alice from Birds of Prey, who's her origin was her parents died a tragic death, and she's pretty powerful as like, she's a teenager, but she could take on the mystical abilities of like Zatanna or Dr. Fate or any of the magic users one at a time kind of thing. Once she comes into contact with them. So she's a real cool character. And then you have Catman, who's kind of like, what's her name? Gail Simone loves Catman, and you can tell that she loves him because of the way she writes him. And it starts off really weird, 'cause they stick Catman in this little box, and the one thing that you don't want Catman to do is be contained. He wants to be free. That's like his biggest fear. And they put them all in a room, and they say, select one of your members to die. Like, which member is going to die? And he's like, they don't want to select anybody, but they want to select Catman probably because he's like freaking out because he's boxed in. And he actually, our mysterious benefactor of Secret Six, was actually cut up by Catman before the capture, like scratched up. And at the end of issue 3, you find out that, oh man, this is so good, I don't know if I should spoil it, but you find out that their benefactor is like the Riddler, and then you find out that Big Shot might be Dibny, which is Elongated Man, which is pretty badass. But it is fantastic. I'd recommend it. And the art is fantastic. It was delayed. It was really late. Number one came out, I don't know, about 6 months ago. And then two came out the month before Convergence. And then three just came out now. So there's been a lot of delays in between the book. But what I'm hoping is now that it's now that they had the convergence break and stuff, that it starts to come out monthly, but it's really fantastic.
Yeah, I was wondering what the deal with it was, because I saw you talking about it. I didn't know if they'd restarted it again, or
so yeah, it's just
slowly trickling out.
This is the new 52 one. It just like slowly trickling out, and man, it's so good. Like, I was just blown away by how good it was. There's so much going on, and the dialogue. She takes these really obscure characters, and she makes them real. She makes you care about them, like Porcelain and the Ventriloquist. Like, I care about them now, even though they're fucking batshit crazy. You know, they're not heroes in your normal hero sense. They're a bunch of fugitives that are trying to hide from this organization that's trying to capture them again, and they escaped. So they don't quite know what to do. And the part, the reveal, oh man, the reveal at the end of that third one is amazing, because you think this big shot, like, he's telling, you know, Black Alice he's an advocate for her. He's the only one that wants to take care of her because she's a teenager that lost her parents and stuff, and he wants to really take care of her. And he's like, I lost somebody too. And then when you find out it's Sue Dibney, like, I just fucking, like, almost broke down, you know, because that relationship in comics is, like, phenomenal, Ralph and Sue. But, yeah, I highly recommend Secret Six.
Cool. I don't remember. I think I might. I think I have the first one of that.
Yeah, the first one's badass. Like, I really dig it.
I don't know if I read it.
Oh, I looked up who did Prez, by the way, and he only has one work, which is kind of weird for DC to take a shot on him. But it's a top shelf book, and it's called God Is Disappointed in You. It's a hardcover. Which is Mark Russell.
Really? God Is Disappointed in You sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because that's what they used to tell me back in Catholic school.
Did you go to Catholic school?
I did go to Catholic school.
Wow, that's interesting. I did not know that. For all the way through high school, or?
Yep.
Wow.
I did Catholic grade school and high school.
And then something triggered in your brain and said, isn't for me.
Then I became an adult, and I said.
Yeah, and you made your own choice.
Yeah, so,
And then you started believing that Lilith was Adam's ex-wife.
She is. People try to deny it. Do you see that?
Yeah, Luke Foster. Foster's denying.
Deniers.
I bet he didn't go to Catholic school for all those years.
That's right.
And study this.
He didn't study it like I have. See, because... Because originally, right, because there was two, God created two of them, and then the woman, like, talked back and stuff, so they said, Adam was like, that can't deal. So they got rid of her, and they took one of his ribs and made a woman out of that. So then he was like, all right, that's better. A clone of me.
That's why you decided not to practice it, because you never failed anything before. You got an F in that part of the Bible. Genesis.
I failed Genesis 101.
Like,
or 101.
So what's the matter with you people? How could you not understand this one sentence here represents Lilith? How could you not understand that?
Read between the lines.
Read between the lines.
It's so clear.
What part of this sentence do you not understand? It's not open to interpretation. It means do not talk back. Well, I want to eat a Twinkie. In honor of Luna's.
Is that
we're, not, we're nothing in this thing.
Is not
natural.
Is natural. Yeah. There's not one thing in that this, from nature.
It's all chemicals.
There's no nut cheese. There's no nut cheese.
Barb, do you have to say anything about your Magneto? At...
She's still dreaming of him.
What did you say? It was a good costume.
Cod piece? What did she say?
She didn't say cod piece. She said he needed a cod piece. But you couldn't take your eyes off of it, so it was effect. It was fairly affected.
Yeah, reverse flash. You could. Yeah, his whole dong was hanging out.
Plus, you could tell like where it hangs. You know, like your dick normally hangs to the left or right, depending on how you beat your meat. You know. What? Are you looking at it?
What did she say?
She said his was folded up. It was so big, it was folded up. He had to fold his dick. He's like, "Kr!"
Who, Magneto?
No, reverse.
Oh, reverse flash. He had to reverse flash his wiener.
Oh no, she said reverse flash had a little dinger. She said Magneto had to fold his dick.
He had to fold
it. It was so big, he had to fold his dick. That's pretty impressive.
Wow, I did not notice. I did notice the flashes because Barb kept pointing it out.
God, I know Bill likes dick. Bill, like his favorite comics have schlong in them. Like he always goes through previews and like says, "Does it have mature content?" And what are the chances? He's like, does the guesser.
I do the percentage.
He does the guesser, but he's like, I wonder if this will have schlong. I think there's 80% they'll be
80% chance of schlong in this issue.
That's right. So, what were we talking about? I was going to eat a Twinkie.
You're going to eat your Twinkie.
Yeah.
Okay, I will talk about one that I think you talked about already. Broken World, number one.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. Is this one? One of them I had a complaint about, but I don't remember if it was this one or another one. Let me flip through it here.
I'll tell you if you tell me what the complaint was, if it was this one.
I don't think it was. I think it was the Prez. So my only complaint with the Prez, or I keep calling it the Prez. It's not the Prez. It's just Prez, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Prez is something different.
Man, this Twinkie is very good.
Do you taste the nature in it?
There's no dirt in it, I'll tell you that.
Nope. It's all oil. It's all basically oil formed into a shape of a...
But I think they get like all the fat grease, and they flavor it with artificial flavoring, and they stick it in the middle.
Lots of high fructose corn syrup.
And they put... That's what... I'm eating a strawberry Twinkie.
Strawberry Twinkie?
Yeah. How about that?
Was it strawberry filling?
Well, we forgot to talk about your experience that you loved the circus peanuts. We actually went to Walgreens one night and bought some water and candies, and Bill found out he loves the circus peanuts.
I do not like circus peanuts.
You like the circus penis.
Once I had that peanuts in my mouth, I knew right away I did not like it. I just don't like the flavor and like the feel of it in my mouth.
If it wasn't for the texture of the penis, would you have liked it?
The flavor wasn't too bad. It was just the texture that I'm.
You
that
liked it after it went off.
Okay. It, like, yeah, it's like too spongy for me. I'm not a fan of the circus peanuts.
Okay, circus peanuts.
I did like the fruit slices.
Yes. Or
whatever they're called.
We had orange slices, but we got the fruit variety. So it's like a bunch of different flavors. Slices and flavors. The only one that people weren't a fan was cherry.
Cherry is disgusting.
I liked them. I ate them. I'll eat anything like that.
You just look on the ingredients, and if it's non-natural, then you're all in.
Yeah, that's what I think we should do next, Heroes, is let me choose the restaurant. And I'll choose something that is not natural at all.
Completely processed.
Mm-hmm. And has lots of gluten.
The extra gluten on the side.
Extra gluten, yeah.
I'll take extra gluten, and I want peanuts smeared over them.
Not penis.
What? Oh, I was thinking of a different kind of restaurant.
Yeah. Where you could really get your penis and nut cheese.
So Broken World, number one.
Yes, Broken World.
Yeah, I liked it. So this is by Frank.
What was your complaint about the press?
Oh, my complaint about the press? When they did the election thing,
yeah,
it like seemed too quick. I think they should have expanded it more there.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that there is a version of the script that has that part of it expanded, but it was just too long and they had to cut it out.
Yeah.
Because it kind of jumped from, here's the election going to start, and then, okay, the election's over.
It's listed as an ongoing, but I don't think it's going to make it past 6. Honest.
Yeah, I was thinking I might just get this in the issue form because I don't think it's going to be going on for that long. So.
Oh, you have to, Bill. If you like it, get it because DC has been now looking at their, like, you know how I double dip on, yeah, I like Forever People. I wanted to get the trade for it. It was canceled. Infinity Man and Forever People. I wanted to get another trade of Clarion.
No, that one got canceled. Are they going to bring that out or not?
No, it's canceled because of sales. And then Clarion, which I absolutely loved, another one, Clarion the Witch Boy, I ordered the trade so I could double dip because I always like to have the ones that I really love on the shelf too. And they canceled that one. So I would be very, very, very cautious. I would order it monthly. If you like the Prez, I would order it.
Yeah, I might have to do that.
The probability of it making trade is, it all depends on what their orders are. DC will say, oh, I only have 50 orders. I'm going to just cancel it.
Right, I can understand that if they don't have the orders, then it doesn't make sense for them to bring out the trade. What was that one called? Infinity Man and the Forever People.
Yeah, that was canceled.
So I got to go, now I got to find the single issues for that.
Well, you should have got an email from DCBS saying this was, if you ordered it, this was canceled. And
yeah, I did see that it was canceled, but I thought it was going to be resolicited.
No, those are never resolicited.
Son of a bitch.
I've been burned on a lot of the books that I love because they don't ever see print.
Son of a bitch. Luckily, I'll be able to probably pick those up for pretty cheap. I could probably just get a bundle on eBay.
That's probably true for less than the cover price. I'm starting to sell stuff on eBay too, some duplicates that I have and stuff. And I've been doing pretty good with the 99-cent start and free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
I might lose out on this one, but I'm only going to lose out like by 50 cents. So,
yeah, it's almost break even.
Everything else is break even or make profit, you know? So if you start doing that with your number ones, you'll probably start get it breaking even, I can guarantee, or at least making profit. Like on some of them, they're worth a fortune. Of those image, they at least quadruple. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta pay attention to. I need to look up some of the prices, see what's hot now.
Yeah, I can send you some websites after this. They're speculator sites, but they're good to monitor because you go on eBay and you see what stuff are going for. And then you just go underneath it because a lot of people will just say, buy it now with these outrageous prices and they're not worth that much.
Right. They're just hoping that someone will hop on.
So you find out what the real market is and you start low and it'll just trickle up to where you it should be.
So do you pay attention to where it's at, or do you just, like, ignore it?
I watch them every week, even though I don't sell the stuff, because it's fascinating. I find it fascinating because some of it, some speculators are full of shit, but they really do drive the market just by making these fucking guesses that make no sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I know about, what's that one site, like Investors or Invest Comics, yeah, or something.
And there's some things they do, like they'll do like, well, low print run. But then you ask them, well, what's the print run? They don't fucking know. They just do the guess based on, oh, it's towards the tail end of the series. It's under 10,000 copies. And then it just shoots up. It's like, what the fuck? But
fascinating
bullshit.
Yep. Bunch of bullshit. What was I talking about? Oh, Broken World. So this is the one where an asteroid is going to hit the world and everyone's abandoning the planet. But there was some kind of a lottery or something. But it seems like they send away... They only allow
people that have no criminal record or have no bad background.
Right.
Only the privileged people. I don't think it has anything to do with like financial status or anything. It's basically
just a clean record.
Yeah, we'll send you up on this elevator and then launch you into space, put you to sleep, and you'll be like Battlestar Galactica. And the story focuses about this woman who has a family, and her husband actually works for the people that are actually controlling the company this that's launch. Doing yeah. And he's one of the last ones to go, but she's hiding something from her past, and she has to go get a fake ID.
Right, so, she's trying to sneak on board.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked it, and I liked the characters.
Yeah, I liked it too. I think he did a good job of setting up the scenario and then, and developing her character and kind of letting you.
Well, even that one fucker that's making the IDs, right? He's like telling her, this is bullshit, man. The asteroid's going to miss us, or the comet or whatever. It's going to miss us. He's like, they're just scaring people to leave. And it sounds so fucking weird. Like the weird catch is, why would you want to keep the
criminals,
criminal society around? That's what's really weird, because his theory is they're doing something to keep the people back, but,
yeah, if it's a conspiracy, it's
yeah. Why it's would weird. They do? It's like
figure out like why. Yeah.
It's inverted conspiracy because, in my mind, the people that you know why would they, unless they know their resources are depleted, but they don't say that anywhere in their book. I don't know. It's pretty interesting. You think? What did you think when she's outside and they basically catch her and she doesn't make the ship and then later on. You see the comet just go by Earth. It doesn't crash.
Yeah, and I think that's the part that I think I wish they had extended that out a little bit more, because it was like...
Oh, and not let you know that it was going to hit?
No, they could let you know, but show it going by or something. Because it was kind of like, the asteroid's about to hit, and then the next page is like 48 hours later.
Yeah.
I wish that they'd shown the actual people freaking out as the asteroid was about to... Because you figure for one thing, if the asteroid's going to hit the planet in 2 days, well, I guess if it was a conspiracy, then it must be a conspiracy. Because nowadays, I mean, if we think it's going to hit us in 2 days, it's pretty likely that it's going to hit us, right? The odds of it not hitting us,
yeah,
when it's that close, are going to be pretty slim.
Right.
So someone must have known that it wasn't going to hit. But the people didn't know that, so I would like to have seen their reaction to... Because it had to have come pretty damn close.
Yeah.
And then missed.
And then you got that religious group that was just attacking shit. Because they, like, wanted to die, right?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I'm not sure why. Well, because there's the people who are trying to destroy the elevator. And are they just mad they couldn't go? Like they think it's unfair, so they want no one to go?
No, I thought it was like a religious group that thought it was Armageddon, and it should be Armageddon. God willed it, so.
Okay, so
why are you trying
die.
To escape it? Yeah, that's the way I read it.
But then a lot of them are just killing themselves, like, so they don't have to live through the, I guess, the pain of the explosion or whatever.
Yeah.
They're just offing themselves. Yeah, it's interesting. So he has like a bunch of little threads going on. So it'd be interesting to see where it goes. But I did enjoy it.
Yeah, that was good.
I also read a book from, let me find it here, Study Group Comics called Titan Number One. And this is kind of like a mini comic size. Yeah, it's mini comic size. I got it through Diamond, though, so it was solicited through previews. Yeah, so it's smaller size. And I don't know how many pages because it's not numbered. But I really liked it. So it's a sci-fi comic where the premise is we have sent... I can't remember what they're doing there. And I think they're up on, let's see, far, far away. Blah, blah, blah. I think they're on the moon. Well, it just says far, far away. So I don't, well, that's the title. So they're on Homestead Station, on Titan. So they're on Titan, which is, isn't Titan like a moon of Jupiter or something like that, or Saturn?
Yes, Jupiter, I believe. No, yeah. Saturn. It's one of the biggest
rings of
moons.
Saturn.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's Saturn.
Yeah, Saturn. So we've discovered something on Titan. I think it's like an energy source or something. But anyway, so we have like a mining operation on Titan in the future. And the book starts out where this guy from management for whatever this mining company is going to the mining operation to just kind of check it out and make sure things are going okay, like their annual review or whatever. And on Titan, there's like around 55,000 people there. 500 people. No, I said it wrong. 50,600 people, something like that, where like 600 people are humans from Earth, and they call them Terras, and then there are 50,000, I think they call them Titans, which the Titans are genetically altered people, genetically altered humans that are, I would say, probably three times the size of regular humans. So there are these giants, basically, that they've genetically altered to survive on Titan. So because I think there's more gravity, so they're these big, huge people who can't live on Earth because they'd be crushed by gravity, but they can exist really well on this moon. So he goes up there, and he meets one of the Titans up there, this woman. And he kind of is interested in her, but she takes him like on a tour of the place. And then he wants, I guess the Titans and the humans don't really get along. And you get the sense that the Titans are kind of have some plans for a rebellion that they're working on. And this dude goes like the management dude goes to the cafeteria, the Titan cafeteria to eat, and once he goes in there, they're all like confronting him and stuff like, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be eating in here. But he's kind of setting up this plans that these Titans have for a rebellion. So it was really interesting, and I'm not sure. Yeah, at the back of it says Titan number 3 coming out in 2016, so I don't know when number 2 is coming out. This is actually a second printing of number 1, I guess. Probably the first printing was just didn't go through previews, but this one has. And I don't know if the second one has been solicited or not yet, but I really liked it. So
cool.
It's an interesting sci-fi story. So
how many pages?
I don't know how many pages it was. maybe like 40 pages or so. It was just a single issue. It was good though. I like a nice sci-fi, good sci-fi story.
Yeah.
So that was good. I don't know if I have anything else that I read, really.
I'll mention a couple of them. Zombie Tramp number 12 was pretty good because it had a Zombie Tramp on the flight. And we had a lot of crazy things happen on our flight back, so I actually found it pretty hilarious. So I enjoyed Zombie Tramp number 12. Let's see, what else did I really enjoy? Grayson is really good on 8 and 9. I read those back to back. And I really like where that's going. It's pretty complicated story. And I went back and read 8 because I really wanted to understand 9.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of conspiracy and stuff going on now within that Spiral organization. And you don't know what's right and what's wrong or who's a good agent and who's not. And I really like that aspect of it. And number 8 was my favorite issue because it was kind of like the climax to the first arc before Convergence, and it was really, really good. Let's see. Batgirl turned out to be really good because it was the first meeting of the new Batman, and which is Commissioner Gordon, if you don't know already. And it's weird because he's all shaven and he looks younger. He's got like a Marine haircut, and Barbara's freaking out like, why do you look so different? You should grow your mustache back. And he's like, I can't. Do you know who I am? I'm Batman. He does. It makes it sound like from the movie there, for, you know, like a Batman. That was really good. So I really like the Bat books now. I think they're entertaining. I like the Superman books. The one that's written by the independent guy, Yang, he did American Born Chinese, I think. Mm-hmm. Doing a fantastic job on Superman. Like, he's kind of like bridging the gap that they've already got there in the other books of what happened between him losing his powers, you know, being able to like do these supernova power explosions and then going human for a while, and also his identity being leaked, which puts another fork in it. And all the books are kind of playing off of that, and they're not really playing off it they're doing it in a loose continuity thing. So it's not necessarily in the order that it comes out, but it's still really cool if you're just reading each book. What else do I want to point out? Mad Max Fury Road Furiosa. This is another book that sold out at the distributor level before you could pre-order it. And I heard a lot of people complain about it, but I really liked it personally. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be called Furiosa, though. Its focus was more on the midwives or the wives that were within there and why Furiosa took them out. That's what this backstory is. Even though it's titled Furiosa, she's seems to be a lesser character in there than the actual wives that are being. It's weird because you have that one fucker in the movie that delivers the baby, and he's always going in there and he's always checking the women to seeing if they're ovulating. Like, he's like looking at their, oh, she's ready. And then they'll take the girl into the room and Mort and Joe will go fuck him and then try to get him pregnant because he's trying to make this like
male child.
He's king and he's trying to make these perfect children so they can take over. He doesn't want his mutant son son to be ruling because he knows they're fucking insane. He has those two kids. He has that one kid that's like a small person in a chair, and then he's got the other kid that's like abnormally strong and dumb. And he wants to make a leader so he could take over because he knows he's dying. But he basically has these wives, and he has to keep the, what he basically does is he says how Furiosa gets involved is he tells Furiosa, I need somebody I can trust to guard these women because my son wants to fuck them. Like, and he doesn't want his son to fuck him. You know, the real strong one. He doesn't want him to fuck him, but he's getting like horny as hell and he wants to fuck him. And he's like, Furiosa, I need you to protect these women so nobody gets into their goodies unless it's me. So yeah, it is pretty crazy, but I enjoyed it. It felt like it was right in that world.
Weren't most of the complaints that they were showing, like the rape and stuff?
But that was that is the world of Mad Max.
Yeah. Well, I think that.
That's been in the world of Mad Max forever. Like even in the first movie, the motorcycle gang.
Yeah. But I think the complaint was that in Fury Road, they kind of, in the movie, they implied it but didn't actually show anything. But in the comic, they do.
They don't really. I don't know. I don't. Well. They don't show like the act. They show the aftermath and the before. Like they're all disgusted because he's a nasty fucker. Like he has all these pustules and I guess he stinks pretty bad, you know. So,
Yeah, I guess you would.
and he like keeps these women like bathed, they smell nice, they're fed really well. He's got like a breeding, like he just wants to breed with them, you know what I mean? But
Right, that's
no,
his
nobody
goal.
gets to touch him except for him, you know, Immortan Joe. But yeah, I liked it. I thought it felt right into the world. Well, it's by the guy who makes the fucking film, so it's his vision. I don't think he would have put it in there if it wasn't. I mean, he's plotting it. He's not storytelling it,
I'm
but
not writing it.
he's probably saying, this is what I want to say. That's what I really wish I could do. I only have time to plot stuff like the guesser, and then somebody goes and writes it, and then I put created by me, plot by me, written by somebody else, and drawn by somebody else. I want to be the Stan Lee guy that
That's
writes
right.
on that little notepad.
And I get the cameo in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, and then when the movie comes out, I'll just show up there.
You'd be walking by. Is that off I smell?
Yeah. I'll be, why does it smell like goddamn off all the time? In the office building. I'll be this cute cube mate.
Yeah. Or you'll just be sitting there working in your cube and all of a sudden you'll be like, is that off?
Is that
And then
off?
you'll see the guesser like walk by your cube.
Yeah,
And
that's right.
then you go back to work. You don't know him.
Yeah.
And then he
Then
goes off and
in the
tells somebody.
sequel, I'll do something like something off of that, you know.
Well, you forgot to mention with the guesser the his sidekick.
What was his sidekick?
I don't
Oh,
remember his computer
I
guy.
remember. Thank you for reminding me. The guesser is like he has his own micro, which just he like fact feet. You know, gives him facts about people. He's like his computer consultant guy because the guesser's like a profiler, but he doesn't have time to go research people, so he has somebody do it for him.
He probably targets like areas the guesser should go to.
Yeah, and I remember I came up with a good name for him.
Yeah, I was trying
I
to
forgot
remember.
the fucking name. That's why I gotta write down this shit.
Let me see if it's on my phone. Maybe I took notes. Highly unlikely.
It's probably 100% unlikely.
Let's see. My new creation, the guesser.
Your new creation? What the hell? You're stealing, just like you lied about saving. Barb still thinks you saved my fucking money there.
I did. I saved you
Damn
money.
it. You don't know how that pisses me off.
It pisses you off because you wanted to spend the money, but
That was
I can
all
under
me.
I understand where your anger is coming from. Now I don't see any notes about this dude. I have my parking spot.
What parking spot?
At the airport.
Oh.
I can delete that note.
You can.
Delete. My car's not there anymore.
Maybe that's what I called him, parking spot. I don't remember.
I have to think about it. It may come to me.
Yeah. So, one other book I'll point out that I read that was independent was No Mercy, number 2, by DeCampi and Carlos Speed McNeil.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it was really good. I think I liked the second one a little more because it had horror aspects to it that were kind of frightening. Because in the first issue, you have these kids that are kind of going off to Mexico and helping build a school or whatever. You know, they're kind of like serving like a Red Cross or something like that. They're going down there to help to do good. And on this bus, there's drugs being pushed on it. And the bus actually crashes. And a lot of the people are injured and stuff like that. And they have to deal with like this night of hell where the coyotes just start to smell blood and all this shit and just start to attack. And it's pretty crazy, but it's really well done. I like it a lot.
You haven't read the first issue yet. That's a great setup though, because you know that first they have like the coyotes as the enemy, but then eventually like the drug cartels or whatever are gonna come in, and the gorillas or whatever.
And the characters that are on the bus are pretty interesting, you know, that she's established so far.
The kids.
Yeah, and there's an elder on there too that's trying to help people, because there's dead people, and then there's people that are injured really bad, and she's trying to keep them alive, like put splints on them and do stuff and get help from the kids, which are there. Some of them are in a panic state, you know, like what are we gonna do? Mm-hmm. And they're crying, and she's trying to keep everything. She's trying to keep them alive with a bunch of kids that don't know what the fuck they're doing, you know? So it's like rough on her. But I think that's it for comics then. We could jump into any movies or TV that we watched.
Okay. I don't think I have any movies.
Except you did see Mad Max.
Oh, yeah. Did I talk about that on the show yet?
Yeah, did we?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah, we did on last show. That's right. I did see a movie. I saw Jurassic World.
What'd you think?
I thought it was pretty damn intense and exciting. It's not anything new. Like, if you've seen the previous Jurassic Parks,
mm-hmm.
there's some new ideas and stuff, but it's kind of like the same formula, you know, from beginning to end. But it's
dinosaurs are attacking and humans are trying to survive.
Yeah. picture a world though where their first attempts were fucked up, and then they really get it under control, but they're like an amusement park that's not drawing anybody anymore because dinosaurs aren't really the new big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what they start to do is the guy with the money wants them to make something bigger, stronger, and exciting, and genetically engineer it.
Right.
Well, they fucking start mixing things that shouldn't be mixed, and it makes out for an interesting fucking story. So yeah, I'd recommend Jurassic World. It's a lot of fun. And then the other movie that I started to see, but I haven't finished because I was exhausted last night, but it was good, was John Wick. Which was with Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
And William Dafoe.
What was that about again?
John Wick is an interesting plot, and it's a really big, like, it's kind of like a Punisher type thing, but instead of thinking that this guy's a Punisher, pretend this guy loses his wife to cancer, and the last gift that she gives him is a dog. And it's all he has to remember. He, like, loved his wife. And at the time of this, you don't know anything about this character. Well, one day he's driving, you know, to a gas station, just getting gas with his dog. And he runs into these Russian guys. And this one Russian kid, like, loves his car. And he's like, how much do you want for the car? And he's like, it's not for sale. And he picks up the dog like he's going to kill the dog and stuff, but he doesn't. And John Wick drives off. Well, that night, those Russians follow him to the house, and they beat the shit out of him and take his car, and they kill his dog, the last thing that his wife gave him. You know, the dog actually came in to him when she died. She had it delivered. Like, she almost, like, knew the day she was going to die, and she had it delivered, like, the day after. And he was, like, really becoming he'd take this dog everywhere. And what you learn is that John Wick is a badass. Like, the whole Russian mafia is, like, terrified of this motherfucker. And he actually goes – he knows where to go, where his car might be, played by John Leguizamo. I can't remember his name. I can't know if I pronounced that wrong.
Leguizamo.
And actually, when the Russian kid brought the car to John Leguizamo – he goes, he's like, where did you get that car? He knew the car. It was like a Mustang. He's like, where did you fucking get this car? And he goes, I just got the car. And he says, do you know whose car that is? And he goes, no. And he goes, yeah, and I killed his dog. And he just starts laughing. And John Leguizamo's character just punched him right in the face. Boom! And he says, do you know that's John Wick? And he goes, like, who the fuck's John Wick? And then from there on out, the father calls of the Russian mafia calls him and says, why did you hit my son? Like, he's going to kill John Leguizamo's kid. And he goes, well, you know what he did? You know what your son did? He said he stole John Wick's car and he killed his dog. And the Russian guy just turned white as a shell. And he goes, oh, and hung up the phone. And, like, he knows who John Wick is, and what he is he's a badass motherfucker who they actually let out of the mob because they gave him an impossible task, a task that no man could do. And he did it, and they let him out of the mob. And that's when he got married to this woman. But it's a really cool tale.
So you have the DVD or something for that?
It's on HBO now.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's already out on DVD, and it's already playing on HBO.
That's not true.
I only have, like, 40 minutes left to watch, but it's pretty high-paced. It's like a Punisher-type movie from beginning to end, and one of the reasons I wanted to watch it, just out of curiosity, it's going to be the same director that's going to do Bloodshot, Valiant's first movie. So wanted to see what he'd do.
I thought you were going to say because of The Guesser.
The Guesser. Well, it is kind of like research for it. Yeah, what not research to do.
You want to make sure you don't.
Well, the Guesser's not going to be a badass like John Wick. He's just a guy that fucking works in a cube that's got guns. He fucking doesn't even know how to fight. He's been in, like, two fist fights in his whole life. So, guess what, motherfucker?
I haven't seen that one. I need to... Need to get that one from the library. Check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't watched any movies that I can think of.
Yeah.
Slacking on my movies.
Slacker. That's what we just been last week. We were at the convention.
Yeah. I had that eat up a lot of the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, that's this episode of Geek Brunch. We hope you enjoyed it. I hope I'm recording. Yeah, I'm recording.
That would be good.
Yeah.
This has been Geek Brunch, episodes 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7 2 7
They can reach us at DBM00, at do underscore what. You can ask him all kinds of questions, and he'll never reply.
Episode 227.
227? Like the TV show.
Like the TV show.
Yeah.
227. A few old people out there.
Yep. at Mike Myers Brunch, at DBM00, Geek Brunch Podcast on the Facebooks. We met a lot of people that listened to the show. William. Who else did we meet? Son of a bitch. I should have wrote the names down. We took pictures with a couple of them.
Yes, go to the Facebook page and see pictures. Yeah. Yes, but it was nice. Yeah, it was nice talking to everyone we talked to at the show.
Yeah,
always fun.
What? Oh, our website is www.geekbrunchpodcast.com. We'll leave the light on for you.
Oh, I forgot to say. I also, this is my first year that I went to at least part of the auction, the Heroes auction.
Yes, and Bill kept raising his flag.
Yes, I raised.
So we'll start the bid at $1, and that's when it went up. And then they say, "How about $5?" And then it went down.
Went down. Yes. There are people who do that who like bid like are the first bid, but then they like drop out after that. I think they're just hoping like no one else will bid.
Well, you never know. You might as well at least try, right?
Yep, get it up there a little bit. But I did witness the $16,000. Bidding war.
Not worth it, man.
No, I would not have paid that.
You could buy a fucking car for that, and that was just. I think some of my commissions are better than that, personally.
It was fully painted, though. Yours is not fully painted. There were some nice things, though, that were up there.
Yeah.
I did not see any good deals, though. It seemed like everything was going for a pretty penny.
Well, you got there late, too.
All the cheaper stuff goes first.
Goes first, yeah. It's almost like they know who the big names are, and they do that last.
Yeah, they know which ones are going to go for the most. I guess that makes sense, because people early on are going to be just kind of like hesitant to bid, whereas halfway through, then they're going to start being more into it. Although, I think it went for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours.
It's
long.
I'm surprised you didn't talk about Daryl and his cake.
Oh, I totally forgot about Daryl and his cake. That's right. So, we went to a Buffalo Wild Wings for some dessert because we said let's go get some beers and some dessert. And we each ordered like some delicious desserts and some drinks. Daryl orders a slice of chocolate cake with some ice cream. I think, Mike, you ordered one of those as well. Yeah. And then the rest of us had this deep-fried bread pudding with caramel sauce, which was very good.
Yeah.
I love bread deep pudding.
Deep-fried.
So.
Yeah, deep-fried is the key. Yeah.
Deep-fry the bread pudding. It was good. So I finished my bread pudding. Keith finished his bread pudding. Daryl...
I finished Barb's bread pudding and my cake.
Mike devours his and Barb's dessert. Daryl, on the other hand, eats half of his cake. I don't even know if he ate half of his ice cream. and then says, "I'm full." And we said, "Daryl,
don't ever give me shit about half a donut.
Can't you eat through it?" And he says, "No, I can't eat another bite."
But then he orders a fucking cheeseburger to go.
Then he orders a cheeseburger to go, yes. So he gives me shit about eating my half a donut. Meanwhile, he orders, he cannot even eat a full piece of chocolate cake. He can only eat half.
Did you happen to notice I left a little bit of backwash in my glass? You know, like for the beer, there was like just a little line of sliver of beer in there. Like the backwash. And Keith chugged it before we left. He's like, "I ain't gonna leave any of that."
That is disgusting.
It is.
Yeah, you don't want to drink the last tiny little bit of someone else's drink. Who knows what's in there?
Who knows?
You didn't drink it after him.
No, he finished it. I was ready to leave the table, and I'm like, Keith just. Barb was like, "Keith just drank the rest of it." And it was just like a sliver. Maybe like five pieces of paper, like in stack five pieces of paper, that's how much beer was left in the bottom of that glass. Enough to be like backwash. He just chugged it. Boom.
Maybe he wanted to taste it.
Taste the backwash. Maybe it had a high
IPU. Well, maybe it's probably that he hadn't had that kind before, so he wanted to drink, just take a little bit of it so he could get the badge. Ding!
I'm going to text Daryl right now and just say, "Ooh, the half a cake just came out on Geek Brunch."
That's right. Thank you for reminding me. Yes, I couldn't believe it.
I'm going to say, "Ooh, at the..."
There's chocolate cake. I finished everyone else finished the desserts.
The cake just...
The cake came out.
On Geek Brunch.
And I tried to take a picture of it, but he mashed up his remaining cake in shame because he did not want photographic evidence.
That's right.
But now, whenever you see Daryl, just remind him that he can only eat half a cake. Half a piece of cake.
What a pussy.
Half a piece of cake. Who eats half a piece of cake? That's ridiculous.
Not even Bill ate half. He finished all of it.
I finished mine. That was good.
And the caramel was all gone.
I licked that caramel bowl clean.
Yeah, you couldn't even see anything in it.
And at least with my half a donut, I just eat half a donut now and then half a donut later. Daryl eats half a piece of cake and then throws the other half away. He can't do it. He can't ride with the big boys. Next time we'll need to order from the kids' menu, I think, as dessert. Daryl will have the child size portion of chocolate cake.
Yeah. I just tweeted him. I hope he answers. That'll be funny. It's funny because that's one thing, the banter between you two. He shouts at you and he makes those faces. That's funny to watch.
He gets very angry.
And we talk for hours after the con, like to like after midnight a couple nights, because we had that conference room table again.
We had some awesome episodes of Geek Brunch that were never recorded.
Yeah. That we don't even remember what happened. I know we came up with the guesser one night.
And I remember Daryl molested a chair.
Oh, yeah. If you get a chance, go to my Facebook page and search for videos. I posted a video of Daryl fucking a chair. And he fucked the fuck out of this chair, didn't he?
He was enjoying it.
And then Keith even got into it. Keith started to fuck his chair. That's when the video died.
He couldn't help it. He could not help it.
Yeah, so if you want to see any chair fuckers, there was a lot of chair fucking at Heroes. I should title that episode Chair Fucking.
That'll get banned, though.
Yeah, but I'll do like chair, pound, pound.
Pounding.
Well, I don't know. There's special characters that have issues with,
with the
website,
naming.
And I don't know what they are. Derek Coward told me one time, but I don't remember what they are. Probably don't want to chance it.
You can just call it half a piece of chocolate cake.
Chair humping.
Chair humping.
Chair humping.
Well, one of the best parts of Heroes is just hanging out with people, so.
Yeah. It was good times. And emails at Mike and Bill at comicbooknoise.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Send those emails. We still got to hire that person for that job.
Yeah, send us your resumes.
Yeah. We'll pay you 10 cents an email, which is a lot of emails we get. So have a good one, Bill.
Oh, I do have a picture of Daryl and his cake.
Oh, that, I'll make that the episode.
Yeah, I'll have to figure out how to forward that to you. I think I can email it to you.
You could forward it to me on Facebook. or IM it to me.
I don't know how to
My text messenger, go into text messenger and just do a image attach and send.
I'm just going to do an email.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I wish you would have gotten it before he mushed the fucker.
I know, I couldn't get my phone out quick enough.
Pretty big piece of cake.
Okay, and how do I... Attachment. Add photo. Where's the Daryl humiliation photo? There it is. Yes. Send.
All right. Well, you have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Say bye, Bill. Internet connection problem. You there? Thank you.